Hi, thanks for taking a listen, and a very happy Advent and a very happy new liturgical year. This is the start of our new church year and also the start of our Advent journey. So this is a sermon that I preached on December 2nd at Humbercrest United Church in Toronto. It's based on the gospel reading Luke 21, verse 25 to 36. And this is called Becoming Reacquainted with Hope. So I was reading a novel last week, a Louise Penny murder mystery, when I came across a wonderful illustration. Into the midst of a chaotic and confusing scene, the chief inspector told the story of Pandora. According to Greek mythology, the first woman on earth, Pandora, was given a box that she was not to open under any circumstances. Too curious to resist, she opened it, and all of the evils, things like hate, pain, destructiveness, starvation, flew out of the box and into the world. When Pandora saw what she had done, she went to shut the box, but before she did, she looked inside, and she saw the one thing that had stayed with her. That last thing was hope, a gift given by the gods to help her and future humanity live and thrive, despite the evil we may confront. Our gospel passage this morning is all about noticing signs on our Advent journey. It is about opening our eyes and seeing the signs of hope around us amidst all of the chaos of these troubled times and broken hearts. This passage comes at an interesting point in Jesus' ministry, just shortly before the Last Supper, just before he is betrayed by Judas, and just before he is killed. A very chaotic time indeed. It's a final teaching of sorts to Jesus' followers, and it points to advice that Jesus himself will need before he faces the greatest challenge and grief in his ministry. Things are going to get hard, Jesus tells his followers, and it's going to be really easy to fall into depression and doubt. But you must be, as the inclusive translation of the Bible tells us, on guard, lest your spirits become bloated with indulgence, drunkenness, and worldly cares. Not bad advice for these times, is it? When worldly cares seem to be all-consuming, when we are called to see beyond what is to what will be. We are given the scripture passage that comes just before the crucifixion as part of our instruction for Advent, because for Advent and Christmas to have real meaning, they must be seen within the bigger story. They must be seen against the backdrop of the crucifixion and resurrection. Because this isn't really about preparing for the birth of a baby. It's about preparing for the birth of a Savior. And today we get a glimpse into the future, and we are reminded that no matter how desperate times may seem, new life will come. God is overcoming the world. Into all of our worries, our wars, into our divisions, God is breaking in and giving breath to new life. So watch for the signs, Jesus is telling us, because into this strange and tangled time of ours, God is breaking in. It is time to get reacquainted with hope. And it can be hard to believe some days that hope surrounds us, because the signs all around us seem to point to a world spiraling out of control. Migrants being gassed, trying to seek asylum. Racism, gun violence, drug epidemics, climate change, cruelty, poverty, job loss. When we look at the signs around us, sometimes it is easier to see the death of something rather than the birth of something. It truly feels like Herod's time. But then we remember that it was into the days of King Herod that hope was born. And it will be into this contemporary Herod's time of ours that we will see that hope never left. The philosopher Nietzsche once claimed that hope is the worst of all evils, for it prolongs the torment of man. I disagree. Finding hope is finding life. And while it is true that we all long to wake up to happy news, to the happy news that the starving in Yemen are nourished, that hate is abolished, that diversity is respected, that the destruction that we have inflicted on our planet can be reversed. Experiencing hope is not dependent on the fulfillment of concrete demands. If it were, we would find ourselves on a very elusive and disappointing Advent journey, and a pretty discouraging life, to be honest. In fact, if that were the case, Nietzsche would be right. We would be prolonging our torment. But hope, faith, is not about a wish list of demands being met. Hope is about having a feeling of trust. A trust that this is not the end. A trust that we are not alone. A trust that new life will come. Hope in Advent is about trusting that the destination of this journey is not actually Bethlehem. That will be a mere stop on the way. The real journey leads to an empty grave and the assurance that God's love is more powerful than any darkness that may creep into our world. So Advent hope then lies not in the solution or the resolution of all our problems, but the knowledge that even as the world changes around us so much, God's love and power and promises, they never change. When we reacquaint ourselves with this hope, with this sense of trust, we can then take some time to look at our world and look at our own lives and just exhale. Knowing that while things may not be particularly peaceful, while we may be surrounded by narratives of fear and division that seem to get louder every day, we are also embraced by a God who loves us and is working to bring new life into this life. Look for the signs. Don't let your heart be bloated with worldly cares and anger, but look for the signs. God is at work. Hope is here. So what is the hope that you seek? Where do you need to see signs that God is working in this world, in your life? I think it takes time being able to see the signs that God is working. Like the scripture says, we get bloated with anxieties and preoccupied with all the negatives. Maybe we need to give ourselves a little time. Time like this, like Advent. Just take a little time to quiet the noise around us, to prepare our hearts for God, rather than being on guard against the chaos all the time. Maybe if we can open ourselves to remember that as all of the chaos of the world is swirling around us, hope stays and God works. And maybe we'll learn to see more signs and experience more trust. And maybe then, hope in better days will be possible for all of us. It's time to take time to be reacquainted with hope and to remember we are not alone. Amen. Thank you so much for taking this time out of your day to reflect on hope. I hope that in the days ahead, as we make our way towards Christmas, that you will be able to take a bit of time, find a bit of peace, and look around and see the hope that really is still here, that is breaking in while all the chaos swirls around us. The world can get pretty crazy sometimes, but it's good to remember we're not alone. Take care and go into this world with some hope.